My thumb. And hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cameron Park Community Services District Parks and Rec Committee. Today is Monday, February 7th, 2022. We're starting our meeting at 6:37. And our first item is, I imagine, our roll call. And let's see, I'm here. I'm Monique Scobie, and our other committee member is Ellie Wooten. Are you here? Ellie's here, although she's muted. And let's see, we do have a public testimony section where we can receive input.
Would you like me to read
agenda item, as it's called? I'm sorry, Andre.
Would you like me to read that?
No, I can read it.
Okay.
I know. I'm just principal. I'm trying to make my screen a little bit bigger. Thank you, everyone, for your patience. Here we go. Principal party. On each side of an issue is allotted 10 minutes to speak. Individual comments are limited to 3 minutes, except with the consent of the committee. Individuals shall be allowed to speak on an item only once. Members of the audience are asked to volunteer their name before addressing the committee, and the committee reserves the right to waive said rules by a majority vote. Next item is approval of the agenda. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda? I see, is Ellie still muted? What happened to Ellie?
Yeah, she's gone.
There she is. Ellie is currently connecting to audio. There you are, Ellie. Ellie, would you, we are approving our agenda for tonight. Would you like to make a motion to approve the agenda? And Ellie, you might want to take yourself off mute. Or maybe, Andre, can you send her a request to unmute?
I can do that, or there she is. She's
there she is.
Howdy do.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
We are approving the agenda right now. Would you like to make a motion, or you have any comments regarding it? Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the agenda. And Ellie, what do you think? I know. What would you like to do?
Do you want me to make a motion to approve the agenda right now?
Yes, Ellie, if you do that, that would be great.
Well, I make a motion that we approve the agenda.
Okay, thank you. I second that, and that's two of us, so motion passes for approving of the agenda. And then the approval of the conformed agendas. I do have a comment on that. Since neither Ellie or I were on the December 6th conformed meeting, December 6th meeting, I would like to tuck that request that gets tucked into the board meeting, the February general meeting, into the consent agenda, because neither of us were there. And I think it's important that those committee members look at it.
I think that makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
However, we could, Ellie was there for the January 10th meeting. I was not, but if Ellie is okay making that motion to approve the January 10th meeting, that would be.
What?
If you have any comments or corrections for the January 10th conformed agenda, Ellie, or would you like to approve that? Ellie, would you like to make a motion to approve the January 10th conformed agenda, or do you have any comments or corrections to it?
I have no comments or corrections to it. So I will say, let's go ahead and move to the agenda.
Okay, so we have approved the conformed agenda for January 10th, and we'll send the January 6th to the board of directors. So the other directors can look at it. Okay, and then moving on to open forum. And here is, we would really like to hear from members of our public to speak on items that are not on the agenda that fall within the responsibilities of this committee. And do we have anybody here who would like to address the committee? We'd love to hear from you. You can raise your hand.
Oh, of the committee, yeah.
Yeah. Under the controls. And if we have, I recognize most people. Matt, I don't recognize. And if you...
Matt is he is our new parks and facilities supervisor who's going to help me with the presentation this evening.
Yay! Okay. Yeah. So well, in that case...
Well, we have Barbara. I haven't seen a hand raised with you.
I'm checking right now.
Kimberly, I do see
Barbara, and I don't see a hand raised. Okay. Barbara's joined us many times. She knows how to work this, so... I'll assume, well, because her hand is not raised, we will go ahead and move, close open forum and move on to department matters. First one is our land and water conservation fund application and resolution. Let's hear from you, Andre. And Andre, you are muted.
I'm thinking that was not removed from the January agenda because you guys have already done that.
Oh, I was thinking that well, we should have caught that.
We should have caught that. We did, but it was a resolution that was approved last month.
All right.
I apologize that we did not catch. I'm just kind of scrolling through to make sure I didn't miss anything. But it is not in here. And what I can tell you is that that packet with resolution has already gone to the state for review.
Nice. I guess that's our update then.
That would be your update right there. we have to wait. It'll probably be summer before we hear whether or not we're going to receive that grant.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for that update. Barbara, as our public here, please raise your hand if you'd like to make a comment on that item. And Andre, I ask for your assistance in making sure I don't miss it if she does so. Okay.
I could allow her to talk just to say hi.
Okay. Well, I'm sure she's here.
I'm not seeing a raised hand.
Okay. So. All right. So if we don't hear from her, we'll just go ahead and have her speak with us if matters to we'll find somewhere here to say hi. Okay. So moving on to item two, our work plan for 2022. And Andre, you want to kick us off on that?
Yes, I would. And thank you, Madam Chair. And first off, I'd like to make this very clear, and it was omitted from the transmittal here, that this is not only from me, but it is from Mike Grassley, our Parks Superintendent, and from Kim Vickers, our Recreation Supervisor. In fact, this is going to be their work as we move forward into 2022. So back in January, we asked Board of Directors to review the 2021 work plan as it was submitted by the Parks and Recreation Committee to the board and asked if there were any updates. We got some input and staff went back and did some work. And what they've come up with here are the recommendations for the committee work plans for 2022 for Parks and Recreation. And we have implement planning for a splash pad feature at the Old Swimming Lagoon site including facility design, specifications, and determined funding for improvements. Item two is develop a park entry site program to clearly identify each park at a Cameron Park Community Services District public park. Third one is develop viable options to better manage parking at Cameron Park Lake. Number four, research and assess the need for inclusion services for recreation programs. And number five, research and develop shade options for pool deck. And staff is asking the Parks and Recreation Committee to review these work plan items and consider them for endorsement. So committee members, if you have any questions, myself, Kim, and Mike would be happy to answer them at this time.
Great. Ellie, let's go ahead and start with you. Do you have any questions regarding these priorities for the year?
Not quite yet. I mean, there's quite a few different issues there. And I'm not quite ready yet.
Okay. I have a couple of questions. I think that the first bulleted item is identical to last year's, and we've actually have implemented the planning and we have determined funding. So I think that should just be restated to continue or, you know, to better reflect 22. Our current status of where we're at.
Okay.
Whatever you would recommend for some verbiage, because it's the same as last year, I think it's misleading. It looks like we haven't done anything, but we've done a lot.
So you're talking for the splash pad, we could put like maybe implement or something along those lines that show that we have done some work up to this point. So I see what you're saying. If someone reads it, looks like,
yeah.
Continue
implementing splash pad feature. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot to do. It's not quite there yet.
I think last year, instead of splash pad, it said playground feature, did it not?
I think it said splash pad because we also need to distinguish that from our playground that we do have there that we're thinking of.
Y'all have to read last year's. I don't remember.
Oh, I read last year's. It didn't say playground on it, but the when we did the survey, you know, we did ask for input on the survey that people did want to redo the playground there, but you know, we didn't have that. The board didn't determine that as one of the highest priorities that we needed to do. So I would like, that's my first comment.
Nick, could you articulate one more time what it is you would like that, how you would like that to read?
I think I'd like something like continue process of installing splash pad feature at the old swimming lagoon site. And continue to pursue funding. I'm open to some help here on this. So
well, part of this is what the ad hoc splash pad fundraising committee is going to do. So, the whole thing has to be paid for. It's just, how does that pie get divided up? Is it, how much of the, so to determine the various funding for splash pad? Yeah.
Let's see, alternative, creative, mm-hmm. additional, what we'd like to do mm-hmm. is, I guess the thing is what we want to do is we want to preserve as much as the purpose, what we want to do is preserve as much as the current Parks and Rec funds so we can get more done, right? We don't want to have to spend all of it. I mean, we will if we have to, but we'd rather, you know, get grants, alternative funding sources to alleviate, you know, the need to spend all of our funds here.
Amen.
So how do we say that? Better than what I just did.
Ooh.
Well, I have an idea on that. And that would be that, and to determine funding to minimize dependency on the general fund.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
That was pretty darn good, Andre.
I'll be here all night.
Okay. My other comment is I'm really thrilled to see you guys make that effort to match it with our strategic plan elements. I want to compliment staff on that. I thought that was, that really speaks to the work that we did in the past and you and staff following through. I think that's really awesome. My other big concern here is, can we do all this? You guys look like, this looks like a lot to do. Do staff think they can do all this in a year?
Oh, Mike can.
Yeah. Me personally, the splash pad is going to kind of sit on hold until we kind of figure out what's going on with the grant this summer. So I think if we start on some of the other ones first, we can make progress on them all. No promises we can get them all implemented, but I definitely think we can move forward for sure.
Good.
That sounds Madam Chair, good, May I one more time? I've written out what I'd just like to make sure it's read into the record so that we can forward this to the board.
Oh yes, please.
So number one would be continue the implementation for a splash pad and determine funding options to minimize impact on general fund. Does that work?
Yeah, but I do like the word feature at the old swimming lagoon site. I think that's okay. Important. All right. For continuing okay. From last year. I don't want to
continue the implementation of a splash pad feature at the old swimming lagoon site and determine funding options to minimize impact on the general fund.
Yeah, I like that.
I think that sounds very good.
Okay. Thank you. We'll have, we're going to open this up to public too. So don't worry. We'll, if anyone else has comments and staff, please, we want to hear your comments as well.
Okay.
I like all of this. Looks good. Those are my only comments. So if staff has no more comments or clarifications, we'll open it up to the public.
Well, here's the clarification that I would like to add is that we're showing you the ends, the goal, and then the objectives to reach that goal is something that I'll work with staff on. So they'll receive, we'll work together to create a what needs to be done by when in order to make these goals happen within the next 12 months.
Yeah, and us as committee members expect to see those items come forward so we can discuss them and have input. Yeah, we look forward to you guys doing all that work. Okay.
Job security.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Let's go ahead and see if Barbara wants to make some comments on this, unless we've had anyone else join us. And if Barbara, if you want to make some comments, please raise your hand and we'll love to hear from you.
Barbara.
Okay. Seeing none. This sounds great. I think with those changes, I think we could go ahead and forward this to the board. Ellie, did you have any other thoughts on this before we forward?
No, I truthfully, between you and Andre, listening to both of you, I think you're making a very excellent statement.
Thank you. All right. You also put in your little report here the strategic focus areas from the strategic plan that I had mentioned. I was just curious why that was there, because was that like a typo? Because it mentioned CC&R. I'm on page 12 of the packet.
Yes, and I'm turning to that page right now in the strategic plan, and that is actually verbatim. That is actually part of that. And we were looking at the to maintain an attractive, welcoming community portion of that.
Andre, you went on mute.
Oops. Where did I lose you?
You were saying that was verbatim, and I was waiting to hear if that was supposed to be on the CCNR agenda, or if you had comments for us on Parks and Rec.
No, I think that was probably left over from the CCNR agenda. This was kind of a last minute move on our part to add the strategic focus areas to each of the work plans, so that the CCNR office part of that wouldn't apply here.
Okay. Great, thank you for that. All right, so we're gonna pass that on to the Board of Directors. Our next item on our list of things to do is staff oral and written updates. I think we get to start with Kim.
All right. There's not a whole lot that I need to highlight that isn't written down. I did just want to add in, we have a lot of events coming up. So we have one on Friday, our Ties and Tiaras event, or the Affair of the Heart event. If anybody's interested in that, let us know, because we have to register through Marshall Medical for that. And then just that we are continually just watching those COVID guidelines and making sure that we're our program participants and all of that are following as much as we can, and riding that line between participation and safety and all of those good kinds of things. But if you have any questions on any of the things that I have written, I'm happy to go over any.
All right, Ellie, let's start with you. You have any questions?
Not yet. I'm listening to everything. And Kim said very well, how do I say this? There's a bunch of people saying, oh, I can't get my shot, and I've gotten a shot, but this isn't working, and blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm talking about. And that you're kind of bringing it up, but in a soft and a mellow mood. And hopefully it stays that way.
Fingers crossed that our county stays. Stays in those decreasing numbers. And we've been very fortunate that our participants have been willing to follow our protocols, which has allowed for us to continue programming and not have to shut down any programs. So we're really lucky that our community is supportive in that way. And so we can keep on programming.
We seem to be supported fairly well. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about it, there's people that have a lot to say, but are doing it in a nice manner.
Yes.
So far.
Well, I have a few questions for you, Kim. Uh-huh. I'm so happy to be on this committee. So the Camp Cameron Park, when you say camp, that's not an overnight camp, right? That's a day camp?
Correct.
Okay. And then any update on that pool, the propane for the pool?
So that's really going to be more of a mic update.
That's a mic. Okay, got it.
I can tell you on as far as my portion of this is concerned, because of the shutdown, we don't have any aquatics programming going on at all, which has its, you know, pluses and minuses, creates a little less of a workload for me. So I can focus on a few other things as we're trying to get our next mailer out and things of that nature. You know, but there's always impact from a closure like this. So there's that too.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get more detail from Mike when he does his report. I have a question on the virtual rec programs. Mm-hmm. How many classes and what's the participation rate on that?
So we stopped offering specific classes probably in fall of 2020, just shortly after I came on, because we just weren't getting any participation. Schools were going back in session, less people were distance learning and those types of things. However, we have like a separate website that's called our virtual rec center. And so that gets updated on a weekly basis with spotlights of either activities people can do at home or spotlights of things that they can do around the community that are more COVID safe, I would say. So hikes, different family things, family events and all those types of things. So they get spotlighted and that whole website gets updated once a week. And the reason we've continued it is because our Google Analytics show us that we're still getting a significant traffic onto that website and from that website onto our like main CSD website and back and forth.
Right.
So with that being the case, I felt like it's not a lot of time that goes into that and it's not depleting our resources. But there's obviously people in the community who are visiting that and maybe they're finding other recreation resources and things like that, that I'm just not ready to do away with it completely yet.
Okay. So are those Google Analytics, is it short, like a one page type of report, or is it big, long, nasty thing?
It's not like a full report. There's like sections and tabs that I can click on and it'll show me certain things for the last 7 days versus the last 30 days, this time last year versus this time this year.
Yeah.
Could you just, I would like to see some of those Google Analytics, but I don't want the reports that we used to get 4 years ago, just like a quick summary of new, you know, yeah, pass-throughs to our site, something, but I don't want you to spend a lot of time on it either.
Are you just looking like how many people are going through or like clicks, like that kind of information?
Yeah, click-throughs to our site in 30 days. And I don't want this every month. I'm just curious about what, how that's working for us.
Yeah.
Something really simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason I'm bringing this up is that I started a Spanish class through the CSD 3-4 years ago, pre-COVID, and we're still going and we're doing it on Zoom. And so there's six of us and there's been some talk about maybe some other people want to do Spanish class. So it's Monica Da Costa. You've worked with her. You haven't, but the CSD has worked with her in the past. So
I spoke with her maybe 2 weeks ago.
Oh, good. All right. Yeah, so you guys have it handled then.
Yeah.
I'll leave it to the two of you. Okay. Great.
just to speak to that a little bit, it's for us as the district, it's really hard for us to manage when it's an online course and for us to be able to manage registrations or things like that for that type of course. So, I mean, it's something that we'd be willing to revisit, but at this point, the conversation that I had with Monica too was kind of just going over the different options of renting space versus doing a contract instructor type of situation, just so that she had all of her options open to kind of think about what would be best for her.
Okay.
Kind of as we navigate forward.
But okay. Didn't you do a lot of work with her? The two of you?
Me?
You? Yeah, you. I see you.
I wasn't sure if you meant me or Monique. I have not. So I didn't come onto the district until June of 2020. And we were fully shut down at that point. So the only people that I have interacted with as far as contract instructors are people that have come back to the district or we have reached out to. Starting in 2021, where we fully opened up.
Okay.
Oh, I also did the bird watching class at the CSD at the lake. That was pretty popular. So hopefully you'll do that again.
He does it in spring and fall. So we had one in, I think it was September or October. And then we have another one. It'll be announced in the mailer, but in the beginning of May.
Nice. Okay. Could you also give us a quick rundown on how the kiosk operations are going at the lake? Are you getting any flack? How is the community responding to weekend requests for money and passes?
So I will say that we've had an uptick over the last year in people who are purchasing passes because we have, it behooves them. It's cheaper in the long run because it's good for 12 months, gives them access to all the things, helps support the district. And we have the early bird time from December through the end of April, which gives them that additional 10% off. We have the rec program grants that can take care of 50% of the cost or 75% of the cost. So we've had a lot of people who have taken advantage of those options in order to get an annual pass, which just makes it easy peasy for them to then not have to worry about it. I think with change, there's always going to be pushback, right? And I think that we have so many different stakeholders in the community who all have separate needs and separate wants and separate wishes and separate, you know, ways that they utilize our parks, that I don't know that we're ever going to make everybody happy. So kind of with that, obviously in the very beginning, we got a ton of pushback. Change is hard. People don't like change. It was hard for us as a rec department to get the information out to our community because our community wasn't engaging with us. And I think that that was largely in part of how the CSD was handling our social media and things like that. We were only ever putting out bad news and not and not engaging with them. It was more like, here's this notice about the thing that we're going to take away from you or whatever. We're going to close this. So I think over time, we get less and less people who are frustrated with it. There are people, I mean, we still get people who say, I had no idea. I had no idea you guys were charging, except for it's been in two mailers now that get hand delivered to every single house in the community. And we've been at this for a year now. So to that, I just try to meet that with, well, how can I reach you? How can we reach you with the information? Where are you getting your information so that we can put it out there? I think we have with weather and things like that, it lessens the amount of time that staff are out there. Our staff are 15 and 16 and 17 year olds. So that means largely during the week, there's no staff there. And we've shortened the hours on weekends. So I think I've been trying to find that balance for the community while also staying committed to our annual pass, right? We don't want to have an annual pass and then only charge people 3 months out of the year, because then nobody's going to want the annual pass. So,
you know, now that you bring that up, I thought at one point we were going to do an evaluation of the annual pass. I don't see that as part of our work plan. Is that something that we're going to look into this year that you guys thought was a good idea? Or
might I say something?
Mm-hmm.
I've had a visit from several people, elderly people, Ponte Palermo, I think, who have come to me and asked me why they can't go take a walk, you know, just a casual walk around the water without paying. And I said, you don't pay that much, you know. I know most of them, so I can say something. But they were what they were concerned about was when they, every day that they want to take a walk by the water, it costs them $3. And that doesn't sound like much to us. But when you're talking about people in their 75, 80s and on, it is quite a bit for them. Is there any way that we could help these elderly people?
They can apply for the program grant that would, so right now we're in the early bird time. So for a senior, it's $70 for the entire year. They would get 10% off of that, which brings it down to what, 63? And then they can apply and we can pay for either 50% of that, which brings it to like 20 something dollars, $30, or depending on what their financial situations, we can approve up to 75% of that, which brings it down to like $15 for an entire year. So, I mean, I think we have avenues for that. Like I said, right now, I am in contact with Ponte about them and bringing groups to walk. But like I said, Monday through Friday, the kiosk isn't staffed. And that's kind of our way of being able to meet the needs of our seniors and our community that's not interested in an annual pass or is not interested. There are some who are not interested in the rec program grant for various reasons and therefore aren't getting an annual pass either. So we're trying to find that balance. As far as reviewing the annual pass, I think that I think that Jill honestly had some thoughts about that, but it's not something that was communicated. And it's definitely something that we can do. But I would like to narrow down what the focus of that review might be.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, Andre, this is funny. You raised your hand.
Yes. Well, that was something that we had discussed for the work plan. If you would like to revisit that in the work plan and have a discussion about that, you would just need to take a vote to reopen that item for a discussion. And then we can continue that because that's probably something you should consider.
Thank you.
At this point, I think I'll leave it for the board. If the board wants to add that, you know, we will be reviewing that with the board. And if they feel it's important, we can add it at that point. That's how I feel. What do you think, Ellie?
Well, I went to someone at CSD before on this, but I got kind of a blank answer. And it's kind of hard. I mean, these folks, they just want to take a walk around the water. And to have a big issue is kind of hard. It really is. But I think that I can go visit them and maybe drag them down to CSD and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, Andre, go ahead.
Yeah, one of the intents that Mike and I had for the third item on that work plan, develop viable options to better manage parking at Kemhart Lake, was to include a discussion about the charging for parking.
But that makes sense.
Yeah, but it's not articulated very well on that. So,
and I don't know, Andre, if this is something that matters, but it was brought to me that this is also being discussed in budget and admin. And so I don't know if we want this discussion happening in two different committee.
Yeah, I think Kim's right. I didn't recall that from last week, but I believe she's right. So we should probably not have the discussion any further.
Okay, that makes sense. All right. Moving on to my next question. I'm just curious, what is the skills and drills basketball age?
Kindergarten through fifth grade.
No junior high or high school.
No, because they have teams at their schools, and so we don't really get participation.
Okay. Well, I mean, the teams at the schools are very small. I'd be interested to see if other kids that age would still want to play, even though they can't play on the school team. Have you had any questions about just rec play at those other age groups for basketball?
I believe prior to me, they tried to expand their age ranges, and we just didn't get enough participation to do anything. There's a little bit of a lot of competition for that age group, because the schools all have their own teams, and then there's like AllNet, which is a competitive team, or puts competitive teams out there, and there's like more competitive teams in El Dorado Hills and in Folsom. So I think at that age, that those, you know, sixth through high school, they're really focusing at that point, like basketball is their thing. And so they're looking for more than the fundamental type of class that we're having.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. And then my next question, the Ties and Tiaras, I haven't seen that event here before. Could you just give me a 2-sentence rundown of what that is?
It's like a father figure, adult figure, daughter dance.
And how is it filling up?
We have almost 100 individuals. Ooh. Which breaks it down to like 40. I think we have like 45 like pairs, plus we have additional kiddos where they've got multiple daughters in the family.
Okay. Wow, that's impressive. And then my last question is, you made a comment in your report about, you know, continue to watch for COVID guidelines, which you mentioned, and then it says while implementing our rollout plan. And I just didn't know what that was because I'm new to the committee.
So super brief synopsis, as Kayla and I actively manage the rec department and try to move it forward, we have a 6-month rollout plan. And so every couple months we revise it, but it's our plan that we go off of as far as when to implement programs, how to implement programs, to kind of look at equity amongst the participant groups that we're offering for, making sure that we're hitting like active adults, seniors, youth, sports, activities, non-sports, all that kind of stuff. So that is our way of being able to actively manage that, and then see as we go where we can add new and exciting things to kind of revitalize the rec department, such as like Ties and Tiaras.
Okay, great. So it's a 6-month program. It's internal that you, okay, that makes sense. All right, great. Any other questions from Ellie? And we'll actually, since I took so much long on that, let's see, if you have any questions, right, Barbara, if you wanna raise your hand and pop in here real quick, please do so. Oh, we have a panel. Nice. Yeah, we do, yay, we have raised hands. Okay, how exciting. Oh, I raised my own hand. I didn't mean to do that. Okay. Hey, I made it happen. Okay, let's go ahead and unmute Barbara and see what she has to say.
Barbara, you may speak.
Good evening. I wanted to talk on the charging for the lake, but you're correct. It was discussed at B&A, so you can't talk about it tonight. So I'll save it for another time.
Thank you.
Thanks Barbara.
I'm here for the skate park, so then
good.
Then you'll see me raise my hand.
Okay, thank you.
I'm here for Mike, so okay.
All right. That was a great report, and I want to thank everyone for being patient with me because I haven't been on this committee in like 4 years, so I'm playing catch up. So I appreciate your patience and indulging my questions. All right. I think our next staff report is Mike.
Yeah, so I'm just going to touch on a couple of little highlights, and then I'll give a quick update where we're at with the pool and that whole situation kind of at the end, and then we're going to jump into a skate park presentation when I'm done with this section of the report. So right now, actually, the weather has been beautiful for our weed abatement programs. We've been contracting with El Dorado Weed Control and staff to spray all of our fire breaks, and I know not having rain for the last month or so is not beneficial, but on the other hand, it's really going to benefit our weed abatement program. So that's one plus for not having any rain. Couple other things. We finished up the Christmas tree recycling program. Waste Connections is getting ready to take off the last two dumpsters from the lake. And that'll free up about four more parking spots that we don't have, which will help a little bit, but we'll get those dumpsters out of there. Staff met with Ponderosa Little League 2 weeks ago when we did a field walkthrough and a checklist on all the fields. And what we're trying to do this year is really come up with expectations for both parties, for us and Ponderosa Little League, so that we're not having these discussions midway through the season. So we're really trying to be proactive. They have a new fields coordinator who seems to be very engaged, and he communicates very well with us. And so it's been a really good start to their season for both sides. Let's see. We're having some issues with all that rain we did have. Those two monster storms that we had earlier in the winter washed out a lot of trails throughout the community. So staff, with the assistance of Growlersburg, we fixed the trail over at Northview Park. We had to add a bunch of decomposed granite and clean out a culvert because it washed away the walkway. And then at Rasmussen Park, we're having issues again with that creek that runs through BLM property overflowing onto Rasmussen Park. And it washed out probably a 200-foot section of trail that's still underwater.
Wow.
Staff did what they could to make it walkable, but it's still not pretty. And it's too wet to do anything with. So I know Andre and myself have had conversation, and we've reached out to the county to try to get some resolution, to try to put something in place to correct this problem that we're having at Rasmussen again. What else do we got on here? So the department, and mainly the facilities department, is going to start taking care of the ground maintenance over at Station 89. So we got a call from Jonah and Sherry over there that they were having trouble with all their call loads going up, and I guess there's some staffing shortages. They asked us if we could take over the landscape of Station 89. So with facility staff, being somewhat filled up, and Matt, who's here tonight, him and his crew are going to pop over to Station 89 for a couple hours a week and, you know, mow the lawn and fertilize it and test the irrigation and take care of the weeds, some of those routine things. We're going to give it a 3-month trial, and then I'll meet back up with Sherry and Jonah just to touch base and see how it's going for both parties, and make sure it's a workload that we can handle in the summertime. So that's something that's new. At the community center, we finally got the new pool covers on. It was something that was ordered, I don't know, it feels like forever ago, but about three and a half months ago. And so we finally got the new pool covers on. So when we do get the heater going again, it's going to be that much less demanding on the system. Those pool covers are designed to last anywhere from 3 to 5 years. So we won't have to look at these again for a while. We also had a roofing company come out and repair several of the drains on top of the roofs. It was actually leaking through the facility. The main areas where it was leaking down the gymnasium wall, and it was leaking down the restroom facilities for the pool. And then one of the fire riser rooms that's next to the stage were all leaking pretty bad. This was all stuff that was mentioned in the warranty settlement that we had. And so we moved on that as soon as we could. And those have been taken care of. There's going to be more stages of things that need to happen, but we will, you know, whatever channel that goes through, the board will be included as we get some of that work done and get moving forward with it. And I guess that's really about it. The only thing at Rasmussen, we're trying to, I don't want to be too descriptive here, but the bathroom is really old, and the way that the toilets are plumbed, they don't make toilets like this anymore. So we're trying to, as staff, replace the parts inside the toilet. If we can't do that, then we're going to be looking at re-jackhammering the floor and replumbing the bathrooms, which will be an expense to the district that wasn't budgeted. So we're actively working on that now. So there'll be more to come. We're hopeful that we can fix the problem in-house and repair the toilets themselves, so we don't have to go through all that extensive maintenance work. And the pool update. So I just got back from Phoenix today. I moved my stepdaughter down there for college. And when I left, had a conversation with JS West and Allied, who's the third party contractor that is looking at installing this vaporizer. So to give the really short version of this, the propane tank underground is frozen. It's only working at about a third of the capacity. The only way to unfreeze that tank is to either let it warm up outside and naturally thaw, or install a vaporizer that would take the frozen liquid and convert it into gas again. So that's what we're looking at now. We had several factors that led us to this point, which is really hard to pinpoint the exact cause of this. The regulator that feeds the propane system for the pool, the gymnasium, and both the classrooms had failed at the exact same time that the tank froze. We also had extremely cold winters with no pool tarps on, and a couple other small factors that led us to where we're at. Dealing with the pool manufacturer, the heater manufacturer, the installer of the heater, everybody has a little bit different opinion on what's going on. So we've really had to take a lot of information and digest it to make the best recommendation possible. We are actively still trying to work with the pool companies and the maker of the heater to get some final answers, but they're not being real responsive at this point. So we're having trouble getting them to respond back to us. So we may be looking at using some different pool contractors and stuff in the future if we can't get their help to resolve this. But to make a long story short, I sent Allied an email today waiting to get on their schedule so they can come out and install the vaporizer. Once the vaporizer is installed, it's my understanding that the tank should thaw out almost immediately and we should look to have people back in the pool within 4 to 5 days after the vaporizer is installed. So Their company is working out in the Bay Area right now on a $1.2 million job, and they're trying to pull staff off of that to bring them up to Cameron Park. This is the only company that works with JS West, is a third party contractor. So it makes it difficult to find other subcontractors to work with JS West because they're the tanks underground. So we're kind of at the mercy of a few different contractors. I feel like we're one phone call away from getting it scheduled and then moving forward with this thing. So hopefully sooner than later. I keep saying that, but that's where we're at as of 4 o'clock this afternoon. So I know Matt's been working tirelessly and I have trying to, we've looked at every scenario there is that I can possibly think of, and this is where we're at. So with my report and the pool update, do you guys have any questions for me before we jump into the skate park presentation?
No, I don't.
Go ahead and start with Ellie. No questions, Ellie?
No, I have not. That was a good report from Mike.
That was a good report. I have questions regarding the ownership of the tank. Mm-hmm. Is that a tank owned by JS West?
So I believe the district signed a 12-year contract or 10-year contract, sorry, with JS West when the tank went in. So when I read the last contract, it looks like that contract has expired with JS West. So I don't know if that means that we own the tanks at this point or not, but I do know that we can solicit other propane providers if we wanted to and go away from JS West. About 2 years ago when I got here, I called all the propane companies in El Dorado County to try to find the cheapest rate, and JS West was the cheapest by about 10%. They only charged us like 32 cents